Don't touch that dial. It's the American Grooves Radio Hour with your host, Joe Lauro.
Prison is a dance they call getting old. Every night about 12:30, you can hear all the pretty gals yell, "Get off with me, honey, bend your knee." Don't get too strong, 'cause you can't last long getting off with me. Jack goes home and wanna be alone. Sleep a wink for the telephone. Takes the receiver in his hand. Hear the words he heard from Mary Ann. Get off with me, honey, bend your knee. That music's good and hot. It really testifies. Getting off with me. I heard dirty clothes said to gold dust when you ain't been around since the Lord knows when. Gold dust began to make a fuss. I heard dirty clothes out in the tub. Get off with me, and I'll let you be. I hate to hurt you poor little day. Getting off with me. Jack taking his gal to a Lindbergh house. The dance so rough, tell they made her stop. She fell down, they made her go home, because she didn't have her right clothes on. Get off with me, honey, bend your knee. She looked so swell on the day she fell. Get off with me. The dancing teacher lives next door to me. He's unpassed the age of 63. Radio wake me by the break of day. I heard the old lady when she said, "Get off with me, baby, bend your knees. Be careful, old man Jack, don't hurt your back. Getting off with me." Mr. Buick said to Lizzie Ford one time, "Ain't seen you around in a long, long time." He lifted up Lizzie's hood and said, "Your engine sure look good. Getting off with me, honey, bend your knees. Don't go too fast or you lose your gas. Getting off with me."
Happy Sunday evening, everyone. Joe Lauro here, American Grooves Radio Hour, and it's time to get off. That's right. Copulating blues. We're going to be playing all the dirty blues of the 1920s and 30s. Not all of it, because there is a massive amount that was recorded. You wouldn't believe it. Everyone kind of thinks that back in those days, things were kind of proper. But you know something? They just did it in a different way. Double entendre blues. Clever, usually, oftentimes just very blatant. And you just heard Grant and Wilson. They were black vaudeville artists, very popular in the TOBA vaudeville circuit, which was a vaudeville circuit specifically for African American performers. It was called the TOBA, but it stood for the Theater Owners Booking Association. And what a lot of veteran performers on that circuit actually called it was "Tough on Black Asses." I kid you not. I got that directly from Chabo Smith and Edith Wilson, who were on the TOBA. Get Off With Me, 1931, Columbia Records, towards the end of the Race series, when they were kind of looking for anything that would sell a phonograph record. And hey, Sex sells. It did then, it still does now. And we're going to explore some of those kind of naughty recordings. Now here's Bessie Smith telling us all about it.
Tired of being lonely, tired of being blue. I wished I had some good man to tell my troubles to. Seemed like the whole world's wrong since my man's been gone. I need a little sugar in my bowl. I need a little hot dog on my roll. I can stand a bit of loving. Oh, so bad. I feel so funny. I feel so sad. I need a little steam on my flow. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. What's the matter, heart, Papa? Come on and save your mama's soul, 'cause I need a little sugar in my bowl. Doggone it, I need some sugar in my bowl. I need a little sugar in my bowl. I need a little hot dog between my rolls. You getting different, I've been told. Move your finger, drop something in my bowl. I need a little steamy on my flow. Maybe I can fix things up so they'll go. Get off your knees, I can't see what you're driving at. It's dark down there, looks like a snake. Come on here and drop something here in my bowl. Stop your fooling and drop something in my bowl.
Always last, but when I get started, I work fast.
Let's go wild oak. Let's go wild oak.
We'll go strolling far away, find some place where we can play, and have our fun and let it lay.
Let's go wild oak. Let's go wild oak. Let's go wild oak.
Brother this and sister that is very fine, but when it comes to love I want to keep in mind.
Let's go a while old. Let's go a while old.
We'll step out just you and me. We'll find some place where we can see the night boat lead for Tennessee.
Let's go a while old.
J'arrive tout de dimanche. Je dougri guidao logi bao. I dougra man bid git su den me. Ricard chou de den di de batten do. Norrige bot su di do. Rigatu de la rigiba. I te duru compa su di na du rigiba. Mbalu gurigazi di di ne du di. Ripar chou gar galat zegeri.
Let's go alo.
Great Jimmy Noone and his Apex Club Orchestra, right from Chicago, 1929, Let's Sow a Wild Oat. The band was unusual. It didn't have a trombone player, didn't have a trumpet player, but the leads were played by Jimmy Noone on clarinet and an alto player. I'm not sure who it was, but the piano player was a very young Earl Hines, who came up with Jimmy Noone at the Apex Club before going off and starting his own band, playing with Louis Armstrong all around the same time. Let's Sow a Wild Oat. Fittingly, tonight, copulating blues night here at the American Grooves Radio Hour. Behave, behave. I know I'm trying, but, you know, this is history, and some of these recordings are really, really just hysterical. They're funny, and it's amazing how many different double entendre lines were used to create these songs to get them recorded, get them sold without having them banned. And there were certain recordings, like the original version of Shave 'Em Dry, which was so blatantly naughty and dirty that they just never released that one. There are test pressings around. I cannot play it. I will not play it. I'll get kicked off the air. And what would you do on Sunday night if I wasn't there? Yeah, what would I do on Sunday night if I wasn't there is more like it. But anyway, here we have Reverend Thomas A. Dorsey in his earlier life as one of the filthiest blues songwriters of all time before he got religion during the Great Depression in 1932. Here he is with his singing partner, Lucille Bogan, Terrible Operation Blues. You don't have to use your imagination on this one.
All right, nurse, bring the next patient in. Get up on this table, pull off that gown, raise up that right leg, let that left one down. Pull off them stockings, that silk underwear, the doctor's got to cut you, mama, Lord knows where. Got two or three tunes, shaped like a Jew, two or three leaks in your inner tube. Bring on that ether, bring on that gas. The doctor's got to cut you, mama, yes, yes. The doctor knows to fix it. The doctor knows just what to do.
Oh, doctor, can I have just a little water?
Shh, be quiet now, be quiet.
Oh, doctor, I'm so sick.
That's all right. The doctor ain't gonna hurt you.
Can I have a little water, doctor?
After a while.
Oh, doctor, what you gonna do with that long knife?
Oh, don't worry about that. That's just a doctor's tool.
Oh, what you gonna do with that saw?
Oh, we just take off legs with that.
Oh.
Be quiet now. Now, see, there you are. The doctor's through.
Oh, doctor, what did you take out of me?
All right, I'll tell you now. 4 monkey wrenches and a 2-horse shave. Half old breeches and a bale of hay. Your ribs were kind of loose. They moved about. If I had to sold you up, everything would fail out. I put in new tubes, hiding the exhaust. I went into your hood and cleaned your spark plugs off. Your body's kind of weak. Now don't be hard. From now on, be careful with them connection rods.
All right, doctor.
The doctor knows to fix it. The doctor knows just what to do.
Doctor, but I feel fine.
Oh, that's fine.
Hey, Doctor, I feel like I want to do a little mess around.
That's so. Go
ahead. Oh. Hey, Doctor, that's good.
Now, that's the way patients do that come to this hospital. Now your body's kind of weak. Don't be hard. Go kind of easy with them connection rods.
All right, doctor.
Oh, the doctor knows to fix it. He knows just what to do.
Jabbo Smith and his Rhythm Aces, recorded in Chicago late 1929. I've got the stinger. Wonder what he's talking about. Anyway, welcome if you just tuned in. Joe Lauro here, American Grooves Radio Hour, examining those copulating dirty blues of the 1920s, early 30s primarily. Now, here is one that was recorded by Ethel Waters early in her career, when she was still known as Sweet Mama String Bean. She was playing the Black Vaudeville Circuit, which we talked about earlier, the TOBA, and it was 10 years before she really began her Hollywood career and radio, television as well. In fact, early on in 1938, she had the first black television show. It does not exist, but there is information about it. It's a known fact that Ethel Waters starred probably at a time when there was about 300 television sets in the entire country, but Ethel was on TV back in the day. Here she is doing what I think is one of the cleverest of the double entendre blues songs, and I'm going to tell you a little story about it a bit after it, but here it is. Ethel Waters, 1928, with James P. Johnson playing the piano, My Handyman.
Well, I said a good man was hard to find. Positively, absolutely, sure was blind. I found the best that ever was. Here's just some of the things he does. He shakes my ashes, greases my griddle, churns my butter, strokes my fiddle. My man, such a handy man. Threads my needle, creams my wheat, heats my heater, chops my meat. My man, such a handy man. Don't care if you believe or not, he sure is good to have around. Why, when my furnace gets too hot, he's right there to turn my damper down. For everything, he's got a scheme. You ought to see his new starter that he uses on my machine. My man is such a handy man. He flaps my flapjack, cleans off the table, feed the horses in my stable. My man, such a handy man. He's God's gift. Sometimes he's up long before dawn, busy trimming the rough edges off my lawn. Oh, you can't get away from him. He's such a handy man. Never has a single thing to say while he's working hard. I wish that you could see the way he handles my front yard. My ice don't get a chance to melt away. He sees that I get that old fresh piece every day. Oh, that man, yo, is such a handy man.
My handyman ain't handy no more.
although he looks the same, I know it isn't him. My handyman ain't handy no more. He's forgotten his domestic fire, left my soul, and he's lost all of his self. Unless he's told, he says he isn't lazy, claims that he ain't old. But still he sits around and lets my stove get cold. My handyman ain't handy no more. Time after time, if I'm not right there at his heel, he lets that poor horse in my stable miss his meal. There's gotta be some changes, 'cause each new day reveals my handyman ain't handy no more. I don't know what's wrong with him. He used to turn in early and get up at dawn. All full of new ambition, he would trim the lawn. Now when he isn't sleeping, all he does is yawn. My handyman ain't handy no more. Just can't stand what he used to have, so much endurance. Oh my, now it looks like that man needs life insurance. Oh, I used to brag about my handyman technique. Around the house, he was a perfect indoor sheep. But now the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. My handyman ain't handy no more.
I think we've just explored the carnal career of one poor old handyman, from his early days with Ethel Waters to when it wasn't working quite as well a little bit later with Edith Wilson. Now I have a funny story. When I was at college, when I was in college at NYU, The Cookery was a club that was on University Place, and Barney Josephson, who had actually been the owner of Cafe Society in the 30s, he came out of retirement, he opened up The Cookery, and he brought some of the older performers that actually were working for him back in the 30s and 40s, and one of them was Alberta Hunter. Alberta had been working as a nurse for 20 years. She gave up her career in the 50s or early 60s, and she was taking care of her mom and working as a registered nurse. I think she lived on Roosevelt Island. Barney Josephson convinced her to get out of retirement, and she was a sensation. She was at The Cookery 4 or 5 nights a week, 2 shows a night, just a piano player. Gerald Cook, I believe, was the piano player, as I remember, and a bass player. I just ate it up. I could hardly afford the place, but whatever I could do, I'd get in there. I probably saw Alberta maybe 5, 6 times. We became friends. I got her some of her phonograph records. But one night, I had gotten a call from my friend Lenny Kunstad, who ran the old Record Research magazine, and he had a record label called Spivey Records, named after his wife, who was Victoria Spivey back in the day. It's an unlikely combination, an unlikely pair, but it's absolutely true. Anyway, Lenny was a friend of mine, and he called me and he said, Edith Wilson is in town. Edith Wilson had been one of the early stars of Black Broadway. She again was in vaudeville, just like Alberta Hunter. So I went over to Lenny's, and Edith Wilson was there with her accompanist, little brother Montgomery, who was a legend on his own. He was more of a barrel house blues pianist, but he was accompanying Edith Wilson on this tour. So we hung out. We were going to do a recording session late that evening, and Edith Wilson asked me, she said, you know, I know Alberta Hunter has been singing at the Cookery. She is one of my oldest friends. Would you take me to see her? Wow. So here I am, you know, all of 23 years old, and my date for the night is Edith Wilson, a star of the Blackbirds of 1928, and I got to escort her to the Cookery. Now, we got there a little late, and all I remember, the Cookery was a small room. It was, you know, just like dinner tables and the piano, like right in the middle of it all. Alberta Hunter is performing. She's probably halfway through her set, and I walk through the door. They're seating me with Edith Wilson, and Alberta Hunter stops the show. She looks at Edith Wilson, who she probably hadn't seen in 50 years. She goes, is that you, Edith? And Edith just said, yes, Alberta, how are you? The middle of the show, and Alberta Hunter introduced her as one of the great stars of Black Broadway in the 20s, and the whole crowd went nuts, and here I was with my very popular date. Anyway, the reason why I'm telling you that story, you know, besides the fact that it's a great story, I think, that second Handyman song you heard was actually Edith Wilson. So you first heard Ethel Waters singing My Handyman, the original. Then in 1930, My Handyman Ain't Handy No More. And that song was featured in The Blackbirds of 1930. And anyway, that's my story about Edith Wilson and Alberta Hunter. So now back to some dirty blues. Thank you.
Now I'm getting wise. I'm gonna get just what I want if I must advertise. I want a 250 double jointed, rough and ready man. I want a hard working, no shirking, good and steady man. He can be a farmer, he can dig a ditch, drive a garbage wagon, makes no difference which. I want a 250 double jointed, rough and ready man. I don't want no sissy, I don't want no sheep. Got to have a man to love me 7 nights a week. He can wear his breeches begging at the knee. That's okay if he's right up on his Q's and P's. I don't want no dandy, and I don't believe I could stand the kind that wears his handkerchief in his sleeve. Don't care if he's ugly, but he must have vim, even if he knocks me down for talking back to him. I want a 250 double jointed, rough and ready man. I want a hard working, no shirking, good and steady man. I don't want no cripple, I don't want none too old, but I've got to have the kind to satisfy my soul. I want a 250 double jointed, rough and ready man.
Clara Smith in 1931, I want a two-fisted, double-jointed, rough and ready man. That's another song that Alberta Hunter used to sing at the cookery. Also, My Handyman, but that was one. And if you could imagine an 83-year-old woman just selling that song to the audience, and she certainly did it. Before that, we had Jimmy Noon and his Apex Club Orchestra. Again, this time an old New Orleans tune. That was recorded around 1928, but the song, which is known as My Man Rocks Me with One Steady Roll, goes way back to the early years in New Orleans, probably around the time of Buddy Bolden at the turn of the century. And that was May Alex singing that sinister vocal on that great, great track recorded in Chicago. Now, double entendre blues and songs certainly are not just limited to blues, although we're focusing pretty much on blues recordings tonight, but they also were songs that were sung in sophisticated nightclubs during the Prohibition era and shortly thereafter. And clearly an urban experience, these nightclubs. They weren't roadhouses. They were the type of place that Barney Josephson had in the 30s, like Cafe Society. And some of the performers that were working at these nightclubs also were doing Broadway and maybe sang in a band. And Frances Maddox, I don't really know too much about her, but she sang with the Leo Reisman Orchestra in the early 1930s, and she also appeared on Broadway in the mid-1930s. And here is a song. I don't know exactly where she was performing, but I do know that she was a very, very popular nightclub singer of the sophisticated type. And a lot of these, quote, sophisticated songs were downright dirty. They just were double entendre. You had to kind of pay attention. And this tune that she did, on the record, it's called Syntax, but it's known as the Hollywood Song. Frances Maddox on the Liberty Music Shop label in 1934. syntax.
A little bit of difference in grammar can make a lot of difference in life. And though a nice girl should be loath to make mistakes in one or both, they bring success far sooner than mere strife. Smug ladies with repressions all will damn her, but she will be the winner in the race. Mistakes in words like lie and lay best illustrate what I would say, for they apply to my case. If I lie around, I'll get nowhere, it's clear. But if I lay around, I can have a career. Guess I'll lay around, yes, I'll lay around, and be a movie star. If I'm laid about, I won't be laid on the shelf, but I'll be lied about in ads I pay for myself. They're essential when influential men have made a movie star. Oh, I'd gladly be a fool if my folly would land me in Hollywood land with the best. Oh, Lord, deliver me from good grammar, amen. Let the cameramen do the rest. If I lie around, I'll remain up the creek, but if I lay around, I'll be famous next week. Bring the hay around while I lay around to be a movie star. If I lie about, I'll remain just a flop, and so I'll lay about. And when I reach the top, how I lie about, how I lay about to be a movie star. Wonderful,
though totally forgotten, Frances Maddox. I actually, because I don't really know a lot about her, I went back while that track was playing. I went back to my shelf and pulled out the album that this was in. It's a little album that Liberty Music Shop put out in 1934, and there are three records in it, each by Frances Maddox. And this is what they say. They say Frances Maddox's name has been synonymous with smart entertainment for lo these many years. She is not what is known as a singer or sophisticated songs, neither is she a chanteuse whose forte is the risque lyric. Her songs tell a story, and they are charmingly delivered in the Maddox style. Nice. Well, it doesn't give us much information about Frances Maddox, but it does show you that she was popular at the time with the smart set. But don't worry, folks. Let's go right back down to the gutter. Here is Bo Carter, I'm a Ram Rod Daddy, recorded on OK Records in 1932.
I'm a ramrod and daddy, I stays up on Main Street. I'm a ramrod and daddy, I stays up on Main Street. I keep my gun loaded for every good-looking woman I meet. I'm a ramrod and daddy, Lord, my rod is long and slim. I'm a ramrod and daddy, my rod is long and slim. And every time I load a gun for a woman, you know it's too tight, Jim. I'm a ramrod and daddy, I ram to the walk along. I'm a ramrod and daddy, I ram to the walk along. Every time I use my ramrod, I surely went me a home. I want all you women, you better bear this in mind. There's all you women, you better bear this in mind. A good ramrod and daddy these days is hard to find. When I get to use my ramrod, I sure love takes my time. When I get to use my ramrod, I sure love takes my time. It ain't no other ramrod and daddy can put his load below where I put mine.
The wrong keyhole, I can't get along with you, not to save my soul. Last night I went over to a hardware store, yet another lock to put on my front door. I got a new man, and it's better than you. He starts his loving where you get through. Now take my tip, baby, leave my door. Your key don't fit in this good lock no more. Now you got the right key, but you're working on the wrong keyhole. Yeah, now swing it, boy, swing it. Beat it out, beat it out. Yeah. You know what I mean. Beat it out, boy. Yes, I know. But the wrong keyhole, man, I can't get along with you, not to save my soul. Last night I went over to a hardware store. I mean, I got me a lock and put it on my front door. I got a new man, better than you. I mean, he started loving just where you get through. Now take my tip, baby, leave my door. Your key don't fit in my lock no more. Say you got the right key, but you're working on the wrong keyhole. Yeah, wait, boy. You know you told me you love me, you know. Ha. I'm out with that. Salty on it, baby. Can't use you no more from now on. Yeah. Take my tip, baby. Leave my door. Ah, that key you got don't fit in this good lock no more. Now you got the right key, but you're working on the wrong keyhole.
That's right, folks. You got the right key, but you're waking on the wrong keyhole. Trixie Butler in 1935 singing a song at the time that was probably 50 years old. Keyhole blues, right key, wrong keyhole. Same song, same idea. That was Trixie's version. Well, folks, we're getting to be at the end of the time that we're allotted here on WLIW. I'm happy to have that hour right here every Sunday night at 10 o'clock, Joe Lauro, American Grooves Radio Hour, where we play nothing but old shellac 78s. We're out of our minds, but I got to do something with all these records, so I might as well play them for you. Hopefully you're enjoying them. Every once in a while, if you have any requests, you could reach me. I'm easy to find. Just look me up in the yellow pages under bar fixtures, and you'll find my name right there. Until next week, folks, keep swinging.
A gal that's always wrong,
that's the way she likes it.
Tell you all about it in this funny little song,
that's the way she likes it.
Now there's one thing that worries my mind, she never has one man at a time. She always has seven, eight, or nine,
that's the way she likes it.
Oh, don't. When I come in,
that's the way she likes it.
She never do laugh and she never do grin,
that's the way she likes it.
When I kiss her, oh, she says, she starts talking all out of her head. Then the food stalls out the
dead, that's the way she likes it.
Oh, a brother's in love with another man's wife,
that's the way she likes it.
Lovers all well to the rest of life,
that's the way she likes it.
Now he went over where the woman stayed, doesn't come home by the break of day. Now he's sleeping in the go-go play,
that's the way she likes it.
Oh, don't. Never likes spoon,
that's the way she likes it.
Always talk about stars and moon,
that's the way she likes it.
Now there's one thing that I can't see, when she starts to kissing me, she calls in the whole darn family,
that's the way she likes it.
Oh, yo-do-do.
American Grooves Radio Hour is brought to you weekly on WLIW-FM Southampton, 88.3 on your radio dial, and at WLIW.org, and all streaming formats.